This is the Practical Teaching Tips Podcast. I am your host, Richard James Rogers, high school science and chemistry teacher and author of the award-winning book, The Quick Guide to Classroom Management. Well, hello everybody, and welcome to today's episode on the Practical Teaching Tips Podcast. I am your host, as always, Richard James Rogers. And today I would like to delve into the topic of online communication and go through my 7 golden rules for communication in online meetings. Now, why have I decided to come up with this topic this week? Well, there's a few reasons. First of all, I'm still quite interested in how schools are still using online meeting platforms for their day-to-day work. I'm sure you've noticed this as well. Many schools are still using, for example, Google Meets and Zoom to hold their assemblies whilst the students sit in class and watch the assembly on screens, for example. A lot of schools are still using video conferencing systems for parent-teacher meetings, for example. So a lot of the video conferencing technology that we all had to quickly get used to and master during COVID and during lockdowns is still being used by schools, and it's had a kind of legacy effect. There are things that we are using video conferencing systems for that we would never have thought about doing before the pandemic. And I think it is important to communicate effectively during online meetings. And another reason this came up is that I run a very popular presentation and public speaking course here in Bangkok for corporate clients. It's one of my side hustles, and it's called the Powerful Public Speaker Certificate course. I'll put a link to it in this episode description in case you or your team are interested. I do it online as well. And anyway, I was running this course for a very big, very famous insurance company here in Bangkok, and they wanted a section all about online meetings because they still do online meetings with lots and lots of clients all around the world. So I came up with these 7 golden rules, and I'm going to go through each one in detail, but I will start with giving you the acronym that you need to remember, and the acronym is Meet Up R. That's Meet Up R, MEETUPR. Now, what on earth does that stand for? M stands for master the platform. E stands for early attendance is key. The second E stands for enable your camera. The T stands for toggle mute wisely. U stands for utilize hand raising. P stands for pay attention to the chat window. And R stands for respectfully exit on time. Now, all of these are crucial. I'm going to explain why in a moment. But if you would like a really cool graphic that I've created, which has that acronym on it, then you'll find a link to it in the episode show notes. There is also a blog post, as per usual, that goes with this podcast episode that you can find at richardjamesrogers.com. Again, the link is in the episode description. And my promise to all of you listening is I never use AI to write any of my blog posts or create any of my content. I could talk about that for hours as well, but I'll keep on topic today and talk about online communication. So let's look at the first golden rule. Master the platform. Now, this is an interesting one because there are many different video conferencing platforms. Zoom, Cisco WebEx, which is one I'm not very familiar with, Microsoft Teams, Google Meets. And it's very important before your meeting starts that you get used to the controls and the settings and the way that that system works. And don't assume that just because you're really good at Google Meets, for example, that it'll be easy to learn Microsoft Teams or Cisco WebEx. Often these platforms are very different. Another thing I will say is that unexpected platform updates can happen and do happen quite frequently. And if you have not used a platform, I would say as a rule of thumb, in over 1 month, then just make sure you log into that platform before your meeting begins at some point and just check the controls, check you know how to use everything, because you could be caught by surprise. And that's happened to me a few times. One particular scenario I can think of is when I was doing online tutoring. And that's another thing I forgot to mention, actually, is that most private tutoring around the world now is online. There's been this big shift now from face-to-face physical tutoring to online tutoring. And I absolutely love it as an online tutor because I'm doing the same work, but I don't have to travel. So there's no travel expenses. There's no travel time, which means I can be more efficient and I can teach more students in an evening, let's say. And also I can use great technology like Google Classroom to post the notes, and I can use my iPad Pro to sketch things out in the meeting, for example. So a lot of online tutoring is happening. And there's one instance I can remember where I'd used Google Meets for online tutoring the day before and everything was fine. And the next day came and Google Meets had been updated. And it took me probably 5 to 10 minutes to figure out how to use it properly, which ate into my online tutoring time. I was actually late for that tutoring session because I didn't log in early enough and get set up early enough. Which brings me to the next point. But before we go on to the next one, to summarize the first point there, the first letter M in Meetup R stands for master the platform. So check the controls, check the settings. If it's a platform you've never used before, of course, check it and make sure that you can use it properly. And if it is a platform you haven't used in a month or more, double check that you can use it properly. Sometimes you'll be caught off guard. That's the way it is. I was caught off guard that day. The next day, Google Meets had updated. But what I should have done, and this brings me to my next point, E, which stands for early attendance is key. Now, I don't mean to patronize anybody here. I'm not saying to people, be on time, be early, be punctual. We all know this. But the reasons for being early to an online meeting are not so obvious at first glance. Unexpected system updates can happen, especially if you're using a Windows PC or some other kind of platform. Those updates can happen, which can delay your start. There can be problems with Bluetooth technology, trying to pair your device with your computer. Sometimes there can be problems logging into Wi-Fi. That's happened to me many times. There's a really good coffee chain I love to use here in Bangkok called The Coffee Club. They come from Australia and they have this brilliant Wi-Fi, which is perfect for online tutoring. But guess what? From time to time, the Wi-Fi login protocols change. And when that happens, it can take 5 to 10 minutes sometimes to get logged into that Wi-Fi. Sometimes there's unexpected software glitches. Not often, I have to say, but from time to time. And when that happens, you really should be logged in early so that you can fix that problem early. Again, system updates, Bluetooth technology. Sometimes you'll be connecting more than one device to the Wi-Fi to do your online meeting. I often connect an iPad Pro, for example, so that I can draw things for my meeting guests. And again, you might have a problem logging in that second device. So get to the meeting and get set up and get into the meeting on your Wi-Fi with everything enabled early as you can. Okay, the next letter E in Meetup R stands for enable your camera. Now, this is going to be a button pusher for many people, but I believe it's important, if you can, to be visible on camera during an online meeting. And I'll tell you why. Those that are not on camera, who keep their cameras switched off, they always arouse suspicion. Always, in not only the other team members who are there, but potentially in the host of the meeting as well. Now, I will admit, sometimes it's not easy to have your camera switched on all the time, especially if you have a slow Wi-Fi network or that there's issues with your camera, for example. But do please make sure that if there's a legitimate reason why you can't show your face to your audience in that meet, that you either type something in the chat window or you send a message to the host of the meeting beforehand to let them know, I'm awfully sorry, I won't be able to show my face on camera because it is incredibly rude when you log into a meeting, particularly if it's a sales call and you're trying to sell something or convince somebody of something. You know, this is more of my corporate training kicking in now. And you don't show your face on the camera. One particular instance I can think of was when a really big social media influencer contacted me via email, offering their services. And I thought, wow, this person's contacted me. And he agreed to set up this online meeting. So I joined this meeting, and guess what happens? Number one, it wasn't him who joined, it was one of his staff members. And number two, she didn't switch on her camera. So immediately I was annoyed. And I just said, I'm sorry, I don't think this is very respectful. And I ended the meeting early. I've had nothing to do with that person or their organization since. It is a very quick way to build distrust by not switching your camera on and not being genuine. So if possible, switch your camera on. And in my experience, most of the time it is possible. Also, during online meetings, communication is not just audio. It is visual as well. And your mannerisms, your facial expressions, and the facial expressions of your audience or your students are going to matter when you are doing an online meeting. You may, and another one of my points is about hand raising later, you may wish to raise your hand on camera, for example, which is oftentimes better than using the hand raise tool, actually. So enable your camera so that people can see you, so that you can see the audience or your students, and so that you can utilize all of that body language, all those mannerisms, all those visual cues that you get, just like you would in a normal classroom. In an online meeting, if the cameras are switched on, you can see who's paying attention, who's drifting away, who's bored, who's sleepy, who's understood something. So make sure cameras are enabled for your audience. And don't be afraid to ask your audience or your students to switch on their cameras as well. It's an important part of the online meeting dynamic. And also switch on your camera if you can. Now, the next letter in this acronym, MeetUpR, is T, which stands for Toggle Mute Wisely. Now, why have I included this one? It's amazing just how much background noise modern microphones can pick up. Now, as a podcaster, I am acutely aware of this. As I record these podcast episodes, I switch my air conditioning off in my room. I make sure my washing machine is not running so that there's as little background noise as possible. And I use a very sensitive microphone. In online meetings, if you're using very sensitive technology, like AirPods, for example, or wired microphones, or even the built-in microphones in many PCs these days, they're very, very, oftentimes very sensitive. And if you're not talking, you should switch your microphone off so that any background noise does not interfere with the meeting. And even if you're the meeting host, consider switching your microphone off and toggling mute when someone else is talking or someone's asking a question. Now, the next letter is U for utilize hand raising. This is a great tactic. I actually have found that raising your hand on camera is better than doing it through the hand raise tool in the video conferencing system, because you can see visually, if people have got their cameras switched on, you can see who has a question. Whereas if you're hearing beeps all the time, beep, 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 from people raising their hand, it's not so easy to distinguish who has a question in that situation. So utilize hand raising. If you are an attendee to an online meeting, raise your hand if you have a question. Set the parameters before the meetings begin as well. If anyone has a question, raise your hand on camera. Or if you prefer the hand raise tool, make sure everyone knows that that is the tool that you will use. If you're an attendee to the meeting and you're not sure how to raise your hand, write a little message in the chat window and just ask, how should I raise my hand or ask questions in this meeting? And the meeting host will probably, hopefully, answer that question. Now, the next letter in MeetUpR is P, and P stands for pay attention to the chat window. Most of the video conferencing systems and software out there today have integrated chat features. Now, these can be great, great places where you can share questions or you can receive questions, where you can share links to websites, PDFs, and important documents, or receive links. They often have file transfer gateways within them as well. And also, I would suggest before leaving a meeting, check the chat window before you leave that meeting, because you never know what might be in there. There could be some important context from another attendee. There could be a question from a student. There could be links to documents from the meeting host. So if you are the host of the meeting, or if you're an attendee, check the chat window frequently. Maybe have it open on the side as the video meeting is open, so you can see the interactions that are happening. Once again, it's surprising what pops up in the chat window. Some very important stuff often pops up there. And finally, in MeetUpR, R stands for respectfully exit on time. Now, again, I'm not trying to patronize anybody here. We all know that we should leave meetings on time. We shouldn't leave early if we can. However, if you do have to leave an online meeting early, try not to disrupt the other members of the meeting if you can. Unless it's collegiate to do so. Now, I do appreciate that there are different situations that would call for different responses. Most of the time, it's best if you can tell the meeting host beforehand, I need to leave at this time, because if you do have to leave early, write something in the chat window that says, hi, everybody, so sorry, I've got to leave now because... That is better than switching on the microphone and interrupting someone and telling everybody, hi, everyone, I've got to go, sorry, because blah, blah, blah. And that disrupts the flow of the meeting. It's better to put something in the chat window there. Again, respectfully exit on time. Let the meeting host know if you have to leave early. With online tutoring, of course... It is my thought that if you are an online tutor, you should be in that meeting the whole time. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be active the whole time. And this is another massive advantage of online tutoring compared to face-to-face tutoring. The students can be doing a task while you switch your camera and microphone off and you dovetail. Maybe you do something for school, or you do some housework, or you do some laundry, or you do something else. You leave the meeting on. The student can always ask you if they have a question, but you can do something else while whilst the student is doing their work. But you do need to be electronically in that meeting the whole time, if that makes sense. You need to be logged in and present the whole time if you are, of course, a meeting host or an online tutor. So once again, everybody, let me go through these rules again. Meet up are, so these are the 7 golden rules for effective communication in online meetings, and they stand for master the platform, early attendance is key, enable your camera, toggle mute wisely, utilize hand raising, pay attention to the chat window, and finally, respectfully exit on time. Meet up are. And if you'd like to share that with your colleagues, I would be immensely happy if you share this podcast episode with anyone you know who could benefit. Check out my blog for teachers, which has hundreds and hundreds of great blog posts on there on everything to do with practical teaching, and that's at richardjamesrogers.com. Once again, that's richardjamesrogers.com. And if you like my work and you like what I do, the very best way you can support me and get something good for you in return is to purchase any of my books, which are available on Amazon and Blackwell's and Walmart and everywhere. My most famous book is The Quick Guide to Classroom Management, 45 Secrets That All High School Teachers Need to Know. And that book won the Bronze Medal for Nonfiction Education from Reader's Favorite in 2020. And the link to that book is in the episode description in the show notes. So check that out. It's very good quality, very good value for money, and it's available everywhere. So thank you, everybody. I hope that was helpful. Until next time, bye-bye for now.